Simon & Schuster Audio presents Primary Greatness, The 12 Levers of Success by Stephen R. Covey. Read by Sean Covey with Annie Oswald. Forward by Sean Covey.
As a young man, my father, Stephen R. Covey, had a job lined up. His father owned a successful hotel chain, and as the oldest son, he was set to take over the business. But a stint as a teacher infected him with a desire to use his talents elsewhere. His own voice, a combination of passion, talent, and conscience, cried out to be heard. He decided he wanted to be a teacher above all else. He had sensed the wondrous potential of his students and burned with a desire to unleash that potential. But he knew his father wanted him to take over the family business. So he decided to talk with his father, but he was so afraid of what his father might think. One day he approached his father and told him he wanted to be a teacher. His father replied, "That's fine, son. You'll be a great teacher. To be honest, I never liked business that much myself." So Dr. Covey went on to become a university professor, a writer, and ultimately one of the world's most sought-after thought leaders on the topics of leadership, organizational effectiveness, and family, all because he had the courage to find his own voice and make a distinctive contribution. He helped others find their voice, too. On one occasion, I asked my father what he thought a good definition of leadership was. He said, "Leadership is communicating to another person their worth and potential so clearly they are inspired to see it in themselves." This was the first time I'd ever heard such a definition, and I teared up a little. Why? Because that definition personified him. He was always communicating to me my worth and potential, even when I didn't see it in myself. He made me feel I could do anything and that I had an important mission to fulfill. He did the same for my brothers and sisters and basically to everyone around him. He believed that every single human had a unique purpose to fulfill and that each of us was of infinite worth and potential, not to be compared to anyone else. He was a great teacher, first by his example and then by his words, and I was deeply influenced by his insights. One of the fundamental things he continually taught me is that there are two ways to live life, a life of primary greatness or a life of secondary greatness. Primary greatness is who you really are, your character, your integrity, your deepest motives and desires. Secondary greatness.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?